And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. Last hour, we reported about the Kingston school superintendent resigning, and this article is a preceding event to that. A routine basketball practice in Michigan's Thumb turned into a police matter after a confrontation between a parent and a teenage player left the student with a bloody nose. Investigators say the incident happened December 21st at Kingston High School during a junior varsity practice, where a parent was reportedly taking part in drills with the team. At some point, authorities alleged the adult threw a basketball that struck the 16-year-old player directly in the face. The teen suffered a nosebleed, prompting a police response and following incident report. That report has now been sent to the Tuscola County Prosecutor's Office for review, and as of midweek, no criminal charges had been filed while investigators continue to examine what exactly happened inside the gym. And in a swift legal maneuver, Wayne Leonard Dexter is bypassing a preliminary exam and head directly to circuit court. Dexter, facing felony charges, accepted a plea offer. Under the terms, he'll plead guilty to the felony with a third offense habitual offender enhancement, and in return, prosecutors have agreed not to pursue additional habitual notices and are open to a specialized sentencing program if Dexter is eligible to Thumb Regional Sobriety Court. This fast-tracks his case with an arraignment now scheduled for March 23rd, which is a Monday, at 9 a.m. Dexter's bond will continue as previously ordered, signaling a streamlined path forward for both the defense and prosecution. And a Michigan courtroom is grappling with a no-show defendant, Philip Lynn Curtis, who's managed to miss not one, but two crucial court dates. Originally slated for a plea cutoff hearing, Curtis was a no-show. The court rescheduled, but again, an empty seat. His own attorney, Andrew Lockhart, reports a complete communication blackout. Mail has been sent with no reply, and Curtis's phone is disconnected, leaving him unreachable at this time. With patience wearing thin, prosecutors are pushing for bond forfeiture and a bench warrant. The court, however, is taking an initial step, issuing a show-cause order demanding Curtis explain his vanishing act. The clock is ticking for Mr. Curtis to reappear before more serious consequences kick in. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.